We all know how painful breakups could be.
How many of us have longed for one more night together?
At Slug Mag's Anniversary Localized, broken up local bands Beachman, Dream Slut, Purbats, and Telepanther do just that.
Reunited only on February 21st at the Urban Lounge, each band is stepping back on stage after being apart for too long.
With doors at 8 p.m. and music at 9 p.m., this one-time-only reunion is just $5 at the door.
Visit slugmag.com for more details on this show and learn more under our daily calendar tab.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
Doctor, doctor, which bed do I choose? I got a bad case of picking out my cosmic dancing shoes.
I'm Bryce Okubo, and I play with the band Telepanther with Kirk Dath and Michael Wright, and we are playing the February Slug Localized Reunion Show. We haven't played for a little over 2 years, I think. The music is built on electronic beats with synth-heavy textures and melodies, and it's laced with a little bit of guitar and lyrics that create a party atmosphere in a science fiction realm. Kirk's lyrics, he writes sometimes stories, kind of like science fiction stories. There's a song, Legend of Europa, which is the story being told from a grandson telling the story of his grandfather's perspective of leaving Earth when Earth dies to move to the moon Europa. Yeah. I'm 37 now. I've been playing in bands for 20 years and seen the Salt Lake scene kind of grow and evolve over that time. When I was in high school, I started my first band with two of my best friends. We started playing around town with bands like the Red Bennies at a place called the Moroccan first. It's where Feist, behind where Feist is now. It's kind of where Copper Palette Press is now, or next to that. That was a really cool venue. It was before Kilby Court or anything like that. That would have been 98. So back then there wasn't anything like Kilby Court, you know. It was either big venues for big touring acts, but for the smaller touring acts, there wasn't really a place in Salt Lake for them to tour. Yeah, the Moroccan was one of those places. And when the Moroccan couldn't do it, a lot of those shows would come out to the suburbs where I lived in Sandy, and we'd play it in my bandmate's parents' basement. So we had some bigger acts play down there in that basement, like The Faint and a band called The Thrones, Joe Preston from The Melvins, Silver Scooter. Yeah, it was a fun, weird time. When the Moroccan closed or stopped doing shows is right when Kilby Court was coming up, and so it kind of filled that void for that venue space. We also played like some of the very early Kilby shows, I think maybe even the first or second one, before it was a legitimate legal club. Visually, it wasn't as, you know, built up as it is now. There was a lot of underage drinking, and yeah, it just had a different energy. It was more of a party atmosphere, it felt like. It definitely didn't seem like it would be a long-running venue back then, just because it just of where it was. It's weird industrial woodworking shop area. Didn't seem like a place for a venue. It's fun to see how it's changed, become a real thing. I mean, I remember seeing like the band The Liars play there, and there was a one point where they were in the middle of a song and it was just like this driving beat, and he like wanted everybody to sit down, and he like you know, made everybody sit down, and like it took like 5 minutes to push everybody down on the ground, and then as soon as the last person's butt touched the floor, then he like made everybody get up, and like stuff like that seems like it can only happen in a place like Kilby that's that small and intimate. The value of those small underground venues is it creates a cool space and a cool energy for young kids to express themselves, you know. Yeah, it was something that I hadn't really seen before. It was really special. A big eye-opener to a whole other world, you know. I knew I wanted to be a part of it. Son, oh my son, buckle up and come with me. So this song is called Stress and Release. It's, I think, the first song that we, all three of us, wrote together as a band. Yeah, it's a fun one.
Stress and release.
You can listen to us on SoundCloud, and we hope to see you at the Slug Localized show on February 21st at the Urban Lounge.
Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.